hugely important to build a immunity around your life. That doesn't get built overnight. So you need to build now. Amen. Because you don't know where everything's going or what's going to happen. You want to build now. Don't wait till circumstance comes. Then when you get piled in, it's harder to administrate faith when you get closed in by circumstance. And that's when people think that they can just exercise faith and it'll just work for them. But that separates religion from truth right there. Because truth will manifest the inheritance. A religion can't. Amen. We can't just decide we're going to wake up and do faith and one day it's going to work. It doesn't work like that. Faith builds something. It's built by faith. It's maintained by faith. It's an operation of faith. It works, praise God, and it actually does far more than heal. It'll restore your body, and if you get really profound at it, it'll actually reverse aging from your body, praise God. Proverbs 3, you know, God really designed all this. He stacked the deck in the New Testament in our favor. I'm understanding the river now. Out of your belly will flow rivers. I'm understanding how kingdom transfer works now from the Father to the earth, how it works to us. I understand how the Father gives you something. I'm understanding how it's about to explode from the belly. It's living. Everything God does is living. The things he thinks of for our life and the things that he wants for us and the thoughts he has and the sellout, he's the pearl of great price. He is the treasure hidden in the field. He's everything. He's got your whole life in him. He has every promise, and he thinks of everything. He leaves nothing undone. Back to Proverbs 3. Happy is the man. Say happy. Hey, you know, there's actually some joy in the kingdom too. Can you imagine that? I'm actually walking around with joy, and that's not normal for me. Praise God. Isn't that awesome? And the man that getteth understanding, for the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, more precious than rubies. All things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. So she's going to be greater than every desire. Length of days in her right hand, her left hand, riches and honor. It's like some of that stuff to manifest. Hallelujah. It is manifesting. Look at this. She is a tree of life. To them that lay hold upon her, happy is everyone that can retain her. Amen. Happy is everyone that finds her. Happy is everyone that partakes. Happy is everyone that retains. She becomes the tree of life. And thus she's led us to the tree of life. Just like the Lord said, I come that you may have life, life more abundantly. He that followeth me, you're not going to walk in the darkness. You're going to have the light of life. I'm going to open the door. You're going to go in and out. You're going to find the pasture. You're going to find the life. You're going to find the glory. Amen. Ezekiel 47 talks about the river. You can go over there, Ezekiel 47. This river might just bust out this morning. The Father transfers so much to you, you literally feel, and I just understand it now. It's just going to break out. It's the eternal substance that you carry from a direct transference from him that the Lord uses to create a brand new kingdom in the earth. He'll literally write his kingdom in the atmosphere of the earth. He's going to paint a brand new picture all around us. Picture of our family. Picture of our children. Picture of our health and wholeness. Picture of finances and prosperity and abundance everywhere. A picture of ministry where his fullness is moving through you. A picture of business where his government is operating for you. God's going to rewrite the whole script. Amen. He already has rewrote it. It's all in him. But what he does is he gives you the eternal substance transferred from him. And then the Lord takes that substance and writes the future with it. And that's what's happening. He'll write your present with what you received from him. So Ezekiel 47, he talks about this man that goes out into these waters past the ankles and past the knees and past the loins. The Bible says he goes waters that what? They've gone over our head. Now, that is a picture of the baptism that each one of us have to receive. Now, once we move into the baptism, that is a baptism both of his death and his life. We have to go down into the baptism. There's incredible benefits. I mean, the Lord can cut things away that would take us years to do. He's really skilled with a sword, the two-edged sword, the knife of circumcision, the winnowing fork. He's amazingly skilled as we present these things to him. And today, when we go down there, I'm going to present just specifically the body. Now, we have to understand something about our body. If you're going to be effective, truly effective, you need to understand just what he did with our bodies. Our body was legally died with him. They did. When you were born again, your body legally died. Your spirit died. Everything died. You were raised. Now, what we were raised in immediately was that newness of life. He rewrote our spirit with the life of Christ. But legally, he raised your body from the dead, from that dead position. He didn't glorify it, but he legally raised it. Say it's raised. That's why he said the body's dead because of sin. Romans 6 describes the whole thing. Sin will have no dominion over you. He that died, died unto sin once. If you died unto sin, how can sin have dominion over you? Then he says, reckon yourself dead indeed unto self. He says, you're going to have to reckon it with your faith. You're going to have to appropriate faith for this thing. But you're appropriating faith in something he's already done, which makes it a lot easier. You're simply moving your body in the position he's already redemptively declared it to be is dead. Amen. And then alive. And so what we do when we present our body down into the Jordan, we present it for death to break the law of sin and death from operating through it and sickness and disease. We break the cords that our body was born into. Your body was born into a cord system of the earth. There are certain things that pass through generationally. God didn't do it. It is part of that generational stuff that passed through. And because of those things, our born again spirit was immediately removed, but that stuff still can reside in the soul, which requires transformation, and the body requires that living sacrifice part presented as a living sacrifice, and the Lord will cut that away with your faith if you know what you're doing. If you know who you are, you know what you're doing, you present it to him, and you start the orchestration of faith, you can literally present your body and decree it free from the law of sin and death. You break the cord of sin and death. Legally, I've been raised. Say, legally, I've been raised. This body I wear has been legally raised from the dead. Legally, sin, sickness, disease, and every curse has been legally cut off. But there's still appetites because it kind of belongs to both systems. Especially if it's used to operate in one system. Your body will run around and serve God just like your soul will. Anointing of God will hit your body. You'll run around and serve God, and your body will go serve the world just like that if you let it. But legally, if you put it under, he'll help. That's what Paul said. I put my body under. You have authority to bring it into submission to him, and he'll cut that thing down, and then he'll raise it in a state. And that's why he said he quickeneth our mortal bodies. From that position of being raised, he'll quicken it with life. Our body has the capacity to receive deposits, eternal deposits of life into our body. It's a quickening effect. It keeps our body. It renews our body. And literally, in the higher levels, it can turn your body back to the time of life, which we're working at mystery. Praise God. Hallelujah. So as we get in the quickening facet of that, we do that in the Jordan. And then, of course, we'll do the righteous. We'll do the tree. We'll do the lily's grace. Why the lily's grace is so important is because everything in the kingdom operates from a position of rest. And you can't strive in any area of the kingdom, especially with the Father. You cannot have striving in you and receive from him. The lily's grace has this incredible effect of bringing us into a perfected state of rest. Amen. And as we're brought into the rest, every part of us is harmonized to the way of the kingdom. So it allows us to more freely receive. And it opens the door. And that's what he does. He orchestrates his rest. Besides the benefits of not carrying any pain, weight, labor, toil, he lifts the toil. We don't know how much toil we actually carry until we get in there. But he'll lift all the weight. He'll take all the toil. He'll lift it up from us. Amen. And then he brings us into harmony, freed of toil. I was in there this morning. I saw that crown coming down of the lilies. And I saw him in the spirit. I've never seen anything like this. He was hanging on the cross. And he turned his head. He looked right at me. And he had the thorns. And he goes, I bore these thorns for you to wear that. And I broke the sweat of the brow, but I allow the blood to pierce, and it redeemed you from the sweat of the brow. Now you can wear my mind, and you can wear my grace. I mean, he was standing there. He was like this, hung, and he turned his head up, and he almost like smiled at me. I don't describe it. It was so intensely personal, and he had so much joy. He goes, this was the joy that was set before me, that you get to freely wear that. And then we go to the tree of life. Amen. Tree of life is where we present. Tree of life has 12 manner of fruit. I like the 12 that he showed me, but if you have some other fruit, we'll appropriate those. But the ones he showed me is life and light, glory and grace, strength and might, freedom and liberty, joy and pleasure, wisdom and discernment. Those are the 12 that I partake of. Amen. You partake. He says you're a partaker of the inheritance. Listen, Jesus is not a tree. Okay. But he uses the imagery of the tree. But there is a tree of life, and it's filled with the life of the Father. But Jesus, he said, I'm the bread of life. He said he's the fountain of life, the river of life. He said a tree of life. Just say God is life. There is a tree in the garden, and that tree comes from the eternal life of the Father. It said as the Father had life in himself, he gave the Son to have the life. So the Lord restored our right to eat from that tree. Amen. I like to see it as a tree. I like to see the fruits of it because they are literal trees in heaven with literal fruit that you eat from. Amen. But all of it's coming from him, from the Father through him. It's flooding the tree and then it floods into you. But it talks about really powerful in here. It talks about after this baptism that those waters flow to the Dead Sea and everything that's dead will live. Say everything that's dead will live. Amen. And it also says that river flow to the Great Sea, the Mediterranean Sea, the Sea of Commerce. So that river was split in half in Zechariah 14, half flowed to the Great Sea, half to the Dead Sea. Which was awesome. He talked about the evangelism that was in this tree out of this waters after an emergence of a baptism that it would flow into the Dead Sea and the fish would come out of the sea. And then it talked about this amazing tree and said the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. It calls it in Ezekiel the medicine, say medicine. There's medicine in these leaves. There's medicine. Amen. And you understand when you're partaking this real life, you're partaking of Christ and you're partaking directly of the Father's life. Amen. But there's medicine in these leaves. And it says, and these leaves produce medicine month after month. New, and they produce new fruit. The leaves shall not wither. They produce fruit after their kind, month after month, new fruit. So it's always fresh, it's always awesome, always good. Then Chuck brought out this in Psalms 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of the sinner, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. Thinking, you can't sit in the seat of a scornful and expect to partake of God. He doesn't sit in those seats. He doesn't sit in those places. He says, but his delight is in the word of the Lord. And in that word does he meditate all the day. And he'll be like that tree planted by that river in his leaf. That leaf is part of your body system, will not wither. My leaves and my limbs will not wither. Praise God. I'm not withering away. I broke the power of aging over my body. My body's turning around now, racing back to April 4th, 1998. Glory to God. Running back to the day of our wedding. Hallelujah. As you partake of the leaves today, we'll appropriate those leaves in every part of our body. We're going to appropriate the medicine into our immune system. There's a little transference that takes place. Now, when you're first doing this, when I first started to do the Tree of Life, God gave me one encounter. But after I did that, it wasn't as full as the Lily's Grace was. It wasn't as full as the other places that I had been to because I had not appropriated those areas. I'd still do it when he showed to me. I'd still do it, but it was not near as full. And sometimes it felt like I was doing out of duty, but then all of a sudden it shifted. How many of you know it'll shift? And it shifts to life now. And then there's fullness. And now you walk in that garden and it's just going, whew. In the eye of your heart, it's so full in there. And you walk right in the midst of all that and you start partaking. And then the Lord showed us how to do some things with our bodies and turning it back to the time of life. But you can receive healing virtue. The dew of youth is in that tree. Amen. The medicine. So we want to be clothed in the last days. Listen, there's no guarantee the world's going to get any better out there, but there is a awesome guarantee your world's going to get better in there. Amen. It's going to get glorious and glorious and glorious and glory to glory shall we grow into him. As the Father invites us all into his heart, as the Lord opens the Father up to us in the last days, the expansiveness of who the Father is going to get on us and in us and through us. And he's going to fill us up and transfer his own self to us. And as he transfers, we literally take that eternal deposit. It came out of the Father's heart. And we come back here with it. And that's what's happening right now. I mean, it's going to bust. It has to bust. There's just no possible way. This river, and it turns into a river. He said, that river has the Father in it. Out from your belly, rivers of living water. The Holy Spirit will take what the Father's given you through the Lord Jesus, and he'll administrate the rivers of heaven out through you. Praise God. And so we want to be walking trees that partake of the tree of life. We want the leaves of the tree, the medicine of the nation, and we don't want anything in us to be withering away. Amen. Say, my body will not wither. You can speak to your body, but what we need to do is receive the medicine, because the medicine gets imparted to you there. Really, actually gets imparted to your spirit, because God's imparting, but it gets on your body. See, it'll get on you, and then you can release everything you receive into the functions of your body. And what'll happen, your body will start turning around. Your health will start turning around. Do you know that I don't have to sleep as much now? But then I'm good for most of the day running on that. You know, Lester Sumrall only required 3 hours of sleep. He was burning the candle. But I understand the kind of life that gets in us. It calls a vibrancy in it, because he's adjusting the chemical makeup of our body. He's adjusting the metabolism. He's turning things back. So aging's being lifted now. No plague coming nigh our dwelling. So what you're going to do is, with your words, and we'll do it today, we're going to speak a perimeter around our life. We're going to speak a perimeter blessing around our children, around our household. You have authority of everybody in your household. Do they walk with God or don't walk with God? If they're in your household, you have authority to appropriate that perimeter blessing around them and you. Amen. No plague cometh nigh. The perimeter blessing, you are covered. I told my kids, you are fortunate to belong to our household, because you are covered. Praise God, till the time God gets a hold of you and brings you up into him. Hallelujah. But you're covered, well, cover you. Hallelujah. And so we're also going to, as intercessors, start covering our church. Amen. As we stay covered, you don't have to walk in fear. You don't have to be motivated by fear. You don't have to be driven by fear. That means you don't have to be stupid. I'm washing my hands a whole lot more than I used to, but I don't have to be motivated by fear, because I have a perimeter blessing around me. And I'm bold enough to say that. I also know that perimeter blessing, it's built by faith and it's maintained by faith. Say that. Built by faith, maintained by faith. If I stop doing it, then that thing would start waning. Here's a master key if you're taking notes. Everything in the kingdom grows when you give it attention. Everything in the kingdom grows when you give it your words, your heart, and your attention. Amen. And everything will wane in the kingdom when you don't give it attention. The kingdom requires attention. Say attention. It requires, you see, that word will be in your heart, in your mouth, the frontlets of your eyes, palms, your hands. Nothing's changed there, except it's a living word now. Amen. These are living areas born and built by living word. How does it work? God sends us a word by revelation. The revelation opens the door. He gives us an encounter or a revelation. He shows it in his word and he says, now come to me. You would be amazed, and I am so amazed today, as how many people have the come to me mentality. Father, come. God, come. Come, do this, do this, do this. But they don't come to where he is. They don't understand we have to go to him. I totally understand why we have to do that now. That's where the transference is made. He'll do it here. He'll do it through his ministries. He'll do it through people. He'll do it through the miracle realm. But all of those realms are contingent. But this realm, you can have it all the time. And it's contingent only by your faith alone with God. Amen. And because of that, each and every one of us can build a perimeter blessing around our life and a perimeter atmosphere of healing and wholeness. And it will guard us against anything and everything. It'll guard us against sickness, infirmity, disease, plague, virus. How about allergies? The more you hang out with the Father, you see life differently. You see the world differently. You see people differently. You see yourself differently. You see his inheritance. You see it all differently the more you hang out with him. Amen? You see ministry differently. I see you different. I see the treasure now, and I see just how powerful you can be in the Father. Doesn't matter if you have a lot of capability, because God doesn't, your capabilities is getting away with him anyway. His plan doesn't consider any of your capabilities. His plan doesn't consider anything but what he already dreamed for you. He don't even consider anything in the way except unbelief. The only thing in the way is unbelief. Unbelief in the orphan spirit is the only thing that gets in the way of the Father. Nothing else gets in his way. He doesn't care about anything else. He'll clean all that up. He'll get it all fixed. Amen. He'll make you whole, and then you dream with him, and he shows you the way he sees humanity, the way he sees the world. When you start looking through his eyes, the whole world's different. Everything's glorious. He turned the news on, and everybody's depressed, and I'm thinking, you tuned into the wrong station. You tuned into the wrong frequency. The Father, everything's glorious all the time. That's why the Lord brought the kingdom to the Jewish people while they were in the captivity of Rome. He never even mentioned it. He never even considered it. It was not an issue for him. It was an issue for them, but not for him. They said, what about taxes and all this stuff? He says, render to them what belongs to them, but render to God what belongs to him. He didn't care. That wasn't in his aura. It wasn't in his operation. None of that mattered. Jesus didn't wake up wondering how he was going to pay the bills of his ministry. The people that were persecuting him, their wives were given all their money. Herod's steward, Chuza, Herod's chief financial steward, was running around with the Lord and said she ministered to him of her substance, which was Chuza's substance, which was Herod's substance. And Herod was the same guy trying to kill him. And God was using his chief steward's wife to fund his ministry. Just like God. And then, to show you how much he wasn't afraid of that, he let Judas, he said, give it to Judas. Give the bag to the thief. See, because in the Father's kingdom, when you wake up with the Father, you see everything he wants to do. You already live it with him. He deposits in you. And then as he gets on you, you see the whole day, you see a whole new, and you walk out with what he puts on you. Now, Father's trying to presently expand my capacity to receive. I'm like, God, I think I'm receiving a lot. He goes, no, you're not really not receiving what I want to do. I want to change your whole nation. He goes, but I need you to shift with me. I'm like, God, I need one birth. He goes, I understand. You're like Abraham. You need one child. I'm talking to you about a lot of them, but listen, it's common. But he floods you with himself, see. See, this is different than promise. Promise comes for a purpose of bringing you to him. And he takes the promise in you and he merges himself with it. This is coming out from him post-promise. Out from the Father, this glorious realm. It's all living. It's all full. It's all glorious. It gets on you. It gets in you. It's a fire in your belly, but it's not like the baptism of fire. It's a blue, cool flame in your belly. And it's so glorious in there. And then it turns into a river that wants to bust out. And I promise you, it's going to bust out in this season. We will not miscarriage in this season. That is a fact and a guarantee. God has guaranteed me this season, you shall not miscarriage. Out from your belly will flow all things. Amen.